In Cleveland this morning, FBI agents arrested 8 people on corruption-related charges, including a county commissioner and 2 judges. This is the latest and biggest sweep in a federal investigation that spanned more than 2 years. From WCPN in Cleveland, Mari Saito reports.
In late July of 2008, FBI agents fanned across Cleveland with subpoenas, raiding county buildings, businesses, homes, and offices for documents. Since then, the investigation has touched nearly 70 public officials, business people, and civil servants, though just over half of those have been formally charged. Cuyahoga County Commissioner Tim Hagen says he believes today's arrests are the grand finale.
This county local nightmare is coming to an end, and all of us who have had to be engaged in discussing this are saddened and obviously happy that it's coming to an end.
One of Hagen's 2 fellow commissioners and former head of the county Democratic Party, Jimmy DeMora, was among those arrested. Prosecutors allege that DeMora and County Auditor Frank Russo exchanged cash, gifts, and services for jobs and contracts. 2 County Common Pleas Court judges were also arrested today on charges that they helped DeMora and Russo with favors in their courtrooms. After pleading not guilty, DeMora defended his actions to a crowd of reporters on the courthouse steps.
We have to do things sometimes to help people, and that's all we ever do. That's what I do, is help people. I've done nothing any different than any other public official.
DeMora was released on a $50,000 bond. His term expires in 3 months anyway, when a newly elected form of county government takes over. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Cleveland.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.